Oh, man. I feel a lot better now than I did even this morning, so I'm kind of continually on the mend, but talking a lot makes me cough right now. But it's good. We got a, you know, got a quick look in and a hot demo derb, some D-derb. Oh, is tonight football night? Is there football again? Ugh. I have to assume so, because no one would ever say anything about Denver unless they were talking about football. Football and legal weed. Yeah, I mean, the two things really go hand in hand. The Boxworks convention is here. I think that's a convention for Box, the Dropbox-style service that is just called Box. Why would you come to a, like, convention for that? You'd be like, show up and learn what you can do with Box. You can share fucking files. You can collaborate on fucking files. Stupid domain name ideas for you. Partyballs.club. It could be with an S or a Z, I think it would work either way. GangstaThrills.io. CodeineCastle.gop. Or maybe it's .republican, or maybe they have both, I forget. Thank you. MalcolmJamalWarner.xxx. How hard is a Japanese PSN account to set up? Very easy. You just set it up. There are a bunch of tutorials out there. You set it up on the website. So you go to, like, the Japanese PlayStation website and create the account, and then just log in from any PlayStation, and it'll work. Yes, hentai.republican. That's actually a pretty good one. Oh, right, I guess iPhone pre-orders are tonight, aren't they? I don't know. I have to talk to my wife about that one, because we originally had big plans about going deep on these phones, phoning up, going phone crazy. And then when I told her that the new phones didn't have a headphone jack, she was actually fucking very dismayed. In a, man, fuck that, what the fuck, fuck that, sort of way. She has wireless headphones for workouts and such. I got her a pair of wireless Beatses for jogging and all that sort of thing. But, you know, the batteries on those die, and, you know, and also in the car, she has an older car, does not have the Bluetooth stuff, the way mine does, so she has to plug it in through the headphone jack, and she has to plug it in to charge, and so you can't really do both of those things out of the box without adapters and such. So now I'm envisioning this fucking weird scheme where, like, Belkin announced a splitter. It's a lightning splitter that'll let you plug in lightning headphones and charge at the same time. And then use the lightning to quarter inch jack adapter coming out of that, and then plug that cable into the car. Alternately, she has a car that has a weird connection port for iPod stuff. It says iPod on it. That's what year the car is. It's a fucked up non-standard cable. It's some specific thing they made. That they only make cables that are the old Apple standard, the 30-pin ones. So, maybe you could go from that cable to a lightning adapter, and that would give you auxiliary, but it might not charge it. So, I don't know. I'll get home. I'm going to ask her if she wants a new phone still. If she's in, then I'll figure out how to pre-order two phones. This will be us merging our plans together and all that sort of stuff. Do I go all out on iPhone cases? No. On my current phone, which I guess this is what, this is an iPhone 6. I have a shitty plastic thing on the back of it that Dan gave me when he bought it for his phone and realized he hated it and wanted a bigger case. So I took it and took an X-Acto knife to it and cut around some of the weird, like, plastic over the buttons shit to expose the buttons a little more readily. And I'm mainly using that because it gives me a firmer grip on the phone. The phone will slide out of my hand otherwise. And I've dropped it a few times and it's been fine. It covers the corners with plastic and it's actually, this case has done me well for it being barely a case. But I like it being sleek. I like keeping it in my pocket and not having it be bulky. So I also figure that by the time I manage to finally fuck up and break my current phone, a new phone will be coming out. So just doing my part for the planned obsolescence of these fucking shit-ass devices. Honestly, I just want a bigger screen at this point, and I don't think I would upgrade at all if I wasn't thinking, like, man, I want a bigger phone. I don't know. I wish I could try one. I wish I could hold one in my hand, because all their talk about, like, the button isn't really a button anymore. It's like, great, that works for the PlayStation that fucking turns on and off by itself all the time now, and all that fucked up capacitive bullshit. Yeah, bigger phone equals bigger battery. Fucking A. And a bigger screen. I think I've got big enough hands that I can still palm the phone and do my do whatever I need to do with a phone one-handed and still reach the parts of the screen I need to reach. Thoughts on Sony intentionally capping multiplayer frame rate on the PlayStation 4 Pro? That seems like something they would have to do to keep the games in sync. Like, doubling frame rate in a game would probably lead to... That would probably lead to an unfair playing field, so... Yeah, I think they would have to do that to maintain compatibility. That's less about them forcing it for bad reasons and more like, oh, for it to work, we kind of have to do it like this. So if everyone switches over to a PlayStation Pro and that becomes the dominant PlayStation, then those conversations all change. But if the Pro comes out in bombs, well, then I guess it won't matter either way. Do I still need a Galaxy S7? I don't want to beg for phones from people, but if someone's got something and they're not using it, like, we would put it to some use. I don't know that we would ever actually film anything with the Gear VR, because getting video out of it while running the VR stuff sounds like it is tricky, since the port you would use for that is the port the Gear VR plugs into, but, I've not had time to look into those Android phones lately to see about getting one, but... Why, they got both the lanes fucking cut off up here? I should really turn. I should get off this fucking road. Oh, man, this is all fucked up. Can you do video out with a Chromecast? You know, maybe, huh? That may be a game-by-game thing. Maybe you root the phone, you could do something like that. Across all games, I'm not actually sure. I wonder how much of the iPhone change is about, um, you know, making room for bigger battery and the other tech stuff that they claim. You're like, oh, we need to get it out of here so we can put in more battery and more stuff for you. It'll be great. and how much of it is about locking down the platform even further to keep people from making stuff like the square dongle and the various other weird shit that plugs in through that port. How big a hassle is it to get new equipment under CBS? It depends on what we're getting. You know, there's OPEX budgets and CAPEX budgets. And, you know, the CAPEX budget is built quarterly, so you kind of spend that before the quarter is started on what you think you're going to need and leave some wiggle room during the quarter for when, like, oh, all our microphones got broken. We need to buy new ones, you know, so you got some money left over for that. OPEX stuff is like, oh, let's get Adobe Premiere licenses for everybody. And it's like, okay, I'm going to fill out this form. And then they're going to say, that'll cost you $600 a year per person. Like, all right, fine, whatever. That stuff's relatively easy. Like littler things like that over the course of the quarter. Stuff like video cards and stuff like that are usually easier to get, depending on... It's all about your pitch. It's all about how you frame it, you know? If you're getting stuff with your CapEx budget, then it's like... that's usually equipment that you're, like, amortizing across multiple quarters, and it's all this fucking big tax thing and all this other shit. You think it's about DRM. I mean, you know, like... But what's coming out of an analog audio port that you actually really need to lock down... Like, anything that's on an iPhone and is audio, you could steal in other ways. And they have the lightning cable to adapter anyway, so, you know, if you're trying to steal audio out of your phone, you can do that. But there are cleaner, smarter ways to steal audio than that. It's probably more about, like, the DRM on Apple making money on every single licensed object that uses the Lightning connector. That type of DRM, actually. MP3 is an outdated codec. Yeah, I mean, MP3 is an outdated codec in a lot of ways, but... You could see them heading in that direction. Like, hey, you know what, we've gotten really good with this iTunes cloud stuff, so how's about we just sign you all up for Apple Music, and you listen to whatever while you're paying us. Cool? And now that I'm subscribed to Apple Music and I see how much stuff they do have, it's like, that would work, for most people. Like, all this stuff I've been going through, like, ripping CDs, and, like, let's see what iTunes Match does with my CDs and all this other shit. This guy just got out of his car and is standing on the fucking driver's side door jamb, or the door, you know, area, to get a look up ahead to see how fucked it is up there. That's how fucked it is up there. Shit. Your 2016 car doesn't play FLAC or AUG. That's because those are formats for scumbags and pirates. Open source audio codecs. Jesus. I mean, people would love to stop paying the licensing fee for MP3, I'm sure, but it just became so ubiquitous for so many years. I always thought something would replace it by now. Like, oh, we got this better codec, and this is what everyone should use. And it's widely supported and all this stuff. And it's like, you know what, like, isn't AAC technically better or more capable, but who cares? You only watch media on MKV files. Yeah, I mean, I'm ripping all my DVDs to MKV. It's a great container format. You know, one thing I'll say about Apple is they at least do pay some lip service to this whole privacy thing in an era where companies are very directly doing the opposite of that. It's at least nice to think that maybe one of the large fucking gargantuan internet fucking hardware software companies is at least concerned about that sort of shit. Maybe it's all a smokescreen. You follow the money on it. They're the worst of them all. Who can say? But, you know, like, you sign up for Apple Music. Like, one of the things you would think is, like, oh, they'll funnel everybody into Apple Music. And then think of the data they get about you as a listener that they can then funnel into the advertising experience and all this other stuff as they learn more and more and more about you. But they at least make it sound like they don't want to collect that type of data about their customers. Except for in the context of, like, hey, if you opt into this, we will build you playlists based on what you're listening to. So obviously we'll know what you're listening to. Because it has to stream off our servers anyway. But maybe they then don't go sell that to Google Ads. I wonder. iOS just added more individual permissions, actually. Now when they added it for music specifically. So if an app wants to get your Apple Music data, it has to ask you for it. Whereas before, I think it would just get access to, like, hey, we're building an app that is another way for you to play music on your iPhone. It could just do it. Now it's like, hey, it wants access to your music. Just like it has to ask for access to the microphone or photos or any of that other shit. Oh, fuck. It's time.
Andy would beat me up, but at least Dan Henderson guarantees I'll be one punch in.
No, you don't want to be going up a...
Here's his website.
Past time, really. We're missing out.
Christian Yellow!
Thank you very much.
Sierra, yeah, I mean, I just installed the Sierra candidate. Today, I've been running the public beta of that in iOS 10 for a while now.
I'm always nervous to be on this stage, but this night is about my husband, and I just want to say that I'm so...
But I don't know, I've not used Siri on it yet, because I'm rarely in a position where I want to use Siri on a laptop.
And I hope you're having a wonderful time.
I'm having the best time.
Or Cortana, for that matter. I don't see the use case.
When we talked, when we started the show, I know you were probably like in hair and makeup because it takes a village.
Totally.
So I don't know, but we came in here just kind of paid. Tight. Let's get her another mic, please. So that's okay.
I thought you said let's get you a glass of wine, please, and I was like, okay.
Woo! Wine!
Just pick one. Something sparkly. Another microphone? Is that me, you think?
Well, it's not
me. I don't know. Everything was fine till I got out of here.
Okay, so anyway, we were talking about the greats that have played here. I'm going to put you in the top five female voices of all time. I just have... So,
you're also biased.
That's very sweet. So, I'm going to say, I know this is a Garth show, but if you say how my night's going, it'll be fabulous if I can hear Walk Away Joe from you.
Fuck yeah!
Garth Brooks show tonight.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. And mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down the lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, wish you could have only seen.
I don't know that I can actually listen to a fucking Garth Brooks concert. Like, this seemed like a funny idea this morning, but now that we're actually here.
Born to be a leader, tired from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter. That boy's just a walk away. Not just a little while into Abilene. Pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car. Oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17, and there ain't no reasoning. So she'll ride this ride as far as it can go. Cause that boy's just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk away. Oh, it sounds so good. Somewhere in a roadside motel room, alone in the silence, she wakes up too soon and reaches for his arm. She'll just keep reaching on.
Yeah!
Her truth revealed what it had. That boy's just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's wrong.
Gangsta shit, not robbing gas stations, fucking shit up.
Was a walk away. Oh, yeah, yeah. All he was a walk away.
People are losing it.
Hi. Now, I promised that I reserved the right to chicken out at this point, but tonight is going so good that we're going to go through it. All right, we've got a new...
I'm going to take my pants off.
...coming out in the fall. And for anybody who likes Garth music, I'm just going to tell you right now, it's the most Garth thing I've ever gotten to step in front of a microphone. Just now.
What?
It is just stupid fun, man. I so enjoy it.
Stupid this, dope, you know what I'm saying?
In this hall tonight, when you talk about the great artists, we would like to take a second and pay tribute to the great duets of country music as well. I think you have to start off, of course, with George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Oh yeah, I mean, of course you do. Yeah.
Loretta Lim, Conway Twitty, for sure.
Ike, Tina, Catherine, and Tennille.
Tina Brown, Helen Cornelius, of course. And you think about
Ice Cube and Yo-Yo.
Miss Owens did with Merle Haggard, too. Just phenomenal kind of stuff. So, God, I'm scared to death to do new stuff. There's a term I like to use. It's called old school, new school, right?
Okay. Did you make that up? What?
It's pretty simple, people. When an artist plays you a new song, when it's over, you act like it's the greatest thing. It's a story about these two people that were married, passionately in love with each other. Then they got divorced. Yeah. Then they met at a party. Each one brought someone else with them, right? Somewhere in the night, they're going to go out on the balcony all by themselves.
Don't ruin the story of the song.
This is what's going to
just say happen. They wondered if the other one liked pina coladas. Wink, wink. Nice.
Yeah, she's pretty. And she's crazy about me. She's what every man's hoping to find. She's always a lady. And that's driving me crazy. Cause after you, it's like going from a whiskey.
Music is so fucking bad, man.
Whiskey to wine, it's just not the same high. I miss the vibe, the burning desire. We fought like we loved.
No, nope, can't. I'm out. Country artist Alex, Country Mike.
Hey, ladies! You know, that she got a little too. You know, she's on the wall. She show you a good time, she's free to go.
Where's she gone?
He ain't getting tears. It's a bad girl called Bell that here. Calling in the middle of the night when I'm thinking. I'm over on the phone and he's thinking, he's thinking.
She said, come on over and we stand at your back.
I do the touch at door, we don't call another girl's the old lady left you when you went insane. You were yourself.
Peace and sun's peace of mind.
Country music or 21 Pilots? Huh. I mean, this sucks. This fucking sucks. Yeah, that's right. We listened to most of the Lil Debbie album and couldn't make it through one Garth Brooks song. I'll stand by that. That fits. That checks out. That scans. Album in its entirety one day pretty soon here. Kind of don't want to hear anything off it until I sit down and listen to the whole thing. Play Country Mike's Greatest Hits. Some popular country songs. No. Play songs by Country Mike. That's also not Country Mike. Country Mike and the Boys. I mean, honestly, just, you know. Probably won't even want to listen to this whole album. I kind of just want to listen to Country Delight, really.
Right now I'm gonna introduce the man Slim on the fiddle.
goofy-ass Beastie Boys side projects, this one is probably the fucking most out there. It is just kind of a country album in its spots.
It's just hate on you, backstabbing fools out there. They're gonna be hell to pay, I can't show them to you.
They can't all be BS2000. I mean, nobody beats BS2000. Stop at the gas station that charges like a fucking $1 trillion for gas. Oh no, that exit's right there. I already missed that exit. Nope. Not gonna happen. There's the gas station I would have gone to. Hi, gas station. Bye, gas station. To Roland Boulevard in Novato.
Roland Boulevard, Novato is about 6 miles away, but I'm not certain this is where you meant, though.
Though? That gas station, though. That is what I meant. Football porn to each other? Is that how this works now? You guys running F serves? Chat has gone full criminal. Is it to Roland Boulevard in Novato, California?
Roland Boulevard, Novato is about 4 miles away, but I'm not certain this is where you meant, though.
Though? That map appears to be right. 4 miles, it seems that. I don't know. Bad at judging distance, I guess.
Welcome to our life.
long. Song too long. Gas. Y'all wait here. maintenance required soon. Oh, shit.
Niggas, kill the comparison. I'm from South Beach, sipping on Seraphim. Want to check, nigga, I never been. Coke money clean through Merrill Lynch. Your count just gas the smell of it. Meet the dealer, ain't a bitch realer. So you ain't got a question why I push it, don't feel ya. Now get the fuck off.
Keys open doors, keys open doors. Keys open doors, 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 keys open doors.
Check it,
keys open doors, keys open doors.
Throw it on the scale, feed your goddamn self. Get it how you live, we don't ask for help, no. Word on the street is you gon' love how it melt. And I don't come with a pitch, neither the shit sell itself. I yell re-up till I'm locked like Mamiya. And get it cross-state with the grace of Maria. Keep going toys, you gon' know us when you see us. Living street tales, worthy of Don Divas. Keys in the floor, mistress in Dior. Bitch tell me she love me, but I know she's a whore. She could get ugly, should she talk to the law? And that's just what I get, it's the roses of war. Fuck the bureau, rather be spending euros. We get fed grapes, fuck hoes and plurals. Just like heaven as I gaze at the mural. What a peace of mind when you copy some Shapiro's. Cheers to the future as we toast the light. I'm prevaying in Miami, I'm a socialite, nigga. The cars are big, the cribs are bigger. The kids are happy, the perfect picture. Gemstar razor, the fruit of my labor. And I walk with a glow, it's like the Lord shown favor. These bitches fake like the hoes on flavor. But I don't mind spending, all it is paper. Yes.
Keys open doors, keys open doors. 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 Keys open doors, keys open doors.
I saw shame, the cocaine sniffing hipster. There's another meaning of sober nor work. Yo, I need cool credit. of shame. He pulled out an issue of Now magazine that appeared to hurt him from page to page. Then one day you'll be a major player. Get some girl to suck you off in an elevator. Grab your big old dicks. Ladies, rub your wet ass clits. Put them together cause that's the shit. And yeah, this is another rap hit. Grab your big old dicks. Ladies, rub your wet ass clits. Put them together cause that's the shit. And yeah, this is another rap hit.
I swear this sounds like someone listened to the Enter Your Initials music from like Galaga and
girls look so
changed it a little bit.
Like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it. They really like it. Yeah, they really like it. Cause the girls look so good. And a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it. They really like it. Yeah, they really like it.
About to shine, baby, I'm a grinder. If you don't believe me, then let me get behind you. I know where to find you. Drunk when the club's closed, get a bite to eat, the nose come in your clothes. I don't really love hoes, but I got a few of them, and you know exactly what I like to do with them. I don't care about the colors, I'm a lover. If I got a pack of rubbers, motherfucker, baby mama's girlfriends and little sisters. If your honey's been with me, just don't kiss her. May they call me Mr. but prefer sir. AMG, international pervert. When things go up in the night, that mean I'm thinking her right. If the chicken is tight, she get a fit. If the coochie loose is a goose, she get a click. If she talking shit from the jump, she get a bitch.
Girls look so good, and a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it. They really like it, yeah, they really like it. Cause the girls look so good, and a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it, they really like it, yeah, they really like me.
I'm fucking dude, I ain't got a Benz, I ride a Caprice, I got a little bags in Japanese, four bullet wounds, and three gold teeth. I scream it all day, motherfuck the police. I got a little band hold out of Chickasaw, feel the Benz super raw with the super jaw. She'll talk low. Swear to God, get the baddest bitch I ever saw. I'll guarantee me, ring it, doesn't deal.
she wants to get with Queen. All she need is a beat. Hopping out the two-door, jumping on the G4. Out the Cali over with a brand new studio. You looking good, baby, but you know that I'm a man. The whole leaking on my power, way, way, baby.
These girls look so good, and a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it. They really like it, yeah, they really like it. Cause the girls look so good, and a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it, they really like it, yeah, they really like it.
I got money in my pocket, so baby, what it costs? Cause anything that you got to sell me can't be a loss. So what up with the toss on you, baby? You want a boss? Yeah, only if your panties resemble my dental floss. Cause Julius Caesar is looking for a skeezer. Now I take it to my diner. More unit filled with China. I'm finer than a minor, but major with my swagger. That's swagger. If you're stupid and dumb and need your pager, so wake up, go to sleep and come back with me to my creek. No, bitch, it ain't a Compton. It's somewhere I'll buy the beat. So hang up while we talking. That's rude.
Look so good, and a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it, they really like it, yeah, they really like it. Cause the girls look so good, and a nigga like me, I'm so hood. If you didn't know, they really like it, they really like it, yeah, they really like
it. In Alabama, the girls, they look so good. And all the thugs in Chi-Town is
so hood.
And all the honeys in Atlanta look so hood.
All right. I am also into wrestling and cats. And with that, I'm going to go. Have a good night. I'll see you later.